Thank you so much for holding, Robert. I do have some information for you. So, based on the streaming, what it is that we don't offer any streaming services within our plans. You have the freedom to subscribe to whichever streaming service you want, and we provide the bandwidth available so that you have effortless streaming, no reloading, no buffering. So essentially that's what's going on. So if you do have, like, say for example, a Roku TV, we offer enough bandwidth so that there's no delay in any of that streaming.
Okay. The question I had, I know that you've got the bandwidth with the that speed and all, but I was wondering what service I need to get NPR on, the news hour, PBS.
Of course. And so NPR might have their own streaming platform at that point.
Okay.
I know that they're
So.
available on the website. That much I know for sure.
All right.
Your TV may offer an NPR app, or you may also possibly connect to your TV with your phone, your smartphone, if you have one, and stream that way as well.
Okay. So I can sign up for this service and free installation, correct?
Correct. So it'll be free installation for the internet. What we do is we can go ahead and schedule you. I'll verify that your address is serviceable already, and we can go through with the process of signing up for the internet service, schedule your install, and then from there you will have, depending on which plan you choose, the 1 gig or the 2 gig, you'll have plenty of bandwidth for any of your streaming. As far as
Yeah.
the subscription to NPR, you might have to check with
Okay.
NPR's website,
All
because they'll
right.
have more information on what platforms have NPR available.
Okay. So,
Did
yep, I would go ahead and sign up for it.
Okay, great. Let's go ahead and get started.
Okay, address 42 Colina Drive, Saugerties, New York.
Perfect. Thank you very much for that. And you said that's 42?
That's correct.
Perfect. I could type properly, that would be great. My fingers seem to be a little bit large for my keyboard. Sorry. Okay, great. So I've got you here. And we do offer service at the moment. Is your home a location or a business? Is your service address a home or a business location? Sorry.
Home. Home.
Perfect. And did you know which plan you were looking at? The 1 gig or the 2 gig?
One.
Okay. And do you know approximately how large your home is?
Approximately 2,200 square feet.
2,200. Okay, so we do recommend that you do get one extender with that. You have the option of declining that. The extenders are only $7.99 a month. It's just so that you can have the full home coverage, so that if you have any weak spots in your home that might not be getting strong signal from the router, you can decline that now if you would like, or if you want to get the additional one extender, you can.
I think not.
Okay, no worries. And were you interested in the phone service?
No.
We off. Okay. Okay, and do you rent or own your property?
We own.
And is your billing address different than your service address?
No.
Thank you. And Robert, how do I spell your last name, just so that I have it correctly, please?
MCGILLA.
Okay. So just to confirm, that's M as in Mary, C as in Charles, G as in girl, I as in igloo, L as in Larry, V as in Victor, R as in Robert, E as in Edward, Y as in yellow. Is that correct?
That is correct, but that's not really the very neato phonetic alphabet that you gave me.
I know, I'm sorry. It was the first thing that popped into my mind. I do apologize for that. I know, usually I have a better handle on the military alpha phonetic, but yeah, no, it's just what popped in my mind. I do apologize. And what is the best email address for you so that we can make sure that you receive all of our communications, especially when it comes for billing?
SKIBOB42@gmail.com.
Perfect. So that's SkiBob42, right?
Correct.
Perfect. And the phone number that you would like primarily on the account, please?
The current one.
Okay, and that's the 399-1902, right?
Yeah, yes.
Did you want to add a secondary phone number to the account?
Sure.
Okay.
845-399-3827.
Perfect. And how may we contact you? You have the option of phone, email, or text, or all three?
Text.
Okay. And at Arch Shop Fiber, what we do is we notify customers via text messaging with important information such as your install appointments, updates about the order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive the text messages, you will be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And let me assure you, we only use this method for account-specific updates. We will not send you any advertisements on your cell phone unless you authorize that. You can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via email or phone call. Message and data rates may apply. Is that okay?
Sure.
Thank you. I do appreciate that. And as part of our order process, what we do is we do need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. It does not affect your credit score, as it is a soft inquiry. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you are required to pay a minimal deposit prior to installation. You can opt to bypass the credit check, but doing so will automatically require a $50 deposit. Are you willing to do a credit check?
Sure.
Okay, I do appreciate that. Okay, give me one moment. Okay. And I'll ask you for your social in just a moment. And I will only need to type it in once. All right, and whenever you're ready, I am ready.
307.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
307.
Okay.
48.
Mm-hmm.
9338.
Perfect. Thank you very much for that. And perfect. You don't need to have a deposit required, so we are all set on that. And I do appreciate you for going ahead and providing me with your information. And Archtop Fiber does offer a discount for enrolling in auto pay and paperless billing. Can I sign you up for that?
Okay. Like I would be setting it up at the bank and for regular payment then.
Yes, I mean you have the option. Currently, the price for the 1 gig is $79.99. But if you enroll in auto pay and paperless billing, what will happen is we'll give you a $10 discount if you sign up with your checking account. It's $5 discount if you sign up with a credit card or debit card.
Okay, we'll take the Fed.
Okay.
And there is no contract, right?
No,
so
there's
I'm,
no contract whatsoever.
Unhappy with this, I can quit anytime.
Correct. Yep, we don't hold you to any contract. The price is valid for 2 years, then it'll go back to the regular price of $79.99, but there's absolutely no contract. We don't hold you to it. If you feel that, hey, it's not right for me, then you have that liberty whatsoever. You know, you have absolute freedom.
Okay.
And whenever you're ready, I have the capability of putting in the routing number, account number.
Okay, I don't have a checkbook handy.
Okay.
So. All right. Which set of numbers do you want?
The routing first, please.
Okay, that would be 8890.
The routing number should be about nine digits.
Okay, those are the first four, and then 2-8-2-3-5-6.
And the first four were what? Once more, please. I apologize.
8890. All right. I think that might be the account number.
That might be. I'll have to re-ask you for that in a moment since I'm on the routing.
Okay. How about 02-2-0-0-0-0-4-6.
And that's with M&T, correct?
Correct.
Perfect. Okay. And then once more with the account number, since I'm now on that second line.
8890.
Mm-hmm.
2-8-2-3-5-6.
Perfect. And it is your name on the account, correct?
Yes.
And is this a checking or savings account?
Checking.
And do you authorize us to debit that every month when it comes time for your bill?
For $69.99?
Correct.
And that includes taxes and everything, right?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Thank you very much for that. And how did you hear about us at Archtop Fiber? Was it maybe a neighbor, or did you see some of our trucks?
You know, like you've been out on our street forever. The past several months.
Oh, absolutely, because we've had a lot of construction out there.
leaving a bare spot down at the end of my driveway.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Is it still there? I mean, if we've done
it's
any...
growing up with weeds now.
Oh, I'm sorry. And is there anything that our installers should be aware of on your property, such as like a septic tank or any buried wires? Or any loose dogs on the property?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. And did you have any comments or questions for the techs?
The router will be kind of centrally located, correct?
Correct, yes. They will determine the best spot for your router, and they will also determine the best place to install the drop cable. What we call a drop cable, it's the cable that goes from that little junction box over on the road, like on the by the road.
Yeah.
and that will lead straight to your home. What will happen is we will have that buried in your yard. It's no more than 6 to 8 inches as far as depth. Yeah. So it's very, very shallow to minimize any kind of damage. Okay. Yeah,
and
they will absolutely.
We'll have service to the basement as well, correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay.
Yes, if it's whole home Wi-Fi, essentially when you have a router that's centrally located, it goes as far as it can within its limits, hence why we usually ask if you want an extender. If you're anywhere larger than 2,500 square feet, usually we recommend 2. If you're larger than, I'd say, 1,300 to 1,500 square feet, at that point we usually recommend 1.
Okay.
All right, so just a few more quick things and we'll be all set. And all I need to do is finish up your order, set an installation date, and go over a couple of disclosures, and you'll be able to get back to your day. Now, just to verify, the number that you provided is the best number for a technician to give you a call or text about the order if necessary?
That's true, but, you know, like you've already invalidated your advertisement in the letter that I got. Less than 10 minutes, and already we've been at 25.
I do apologize for that. Now, what will happen is at the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install the drop cable, which is the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street prior to the day of our installation, but you don't need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, what will happen is a temporary drop may be laid on the ground, and then we will help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. If you have a current provider, if you receive services from like a cable company, for example, to maintain consistent connection, what we'd recommend is that our new customers wait until fiber services are fully installed before you cancel with your current provider. The ONT and the gateway, so the router and the modem, and any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is the property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, what will happen is you will receive a return kit to return all associated equipment back to Archtop Fiber. So you'll receive a box with a label set to ship back to us all of our equipment if you decide to cancel. Archtop Fiber does reserve the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions that you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You are automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account using the email address that you provided today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration? I do apologize. I'm having one day where I can't properly articulate. I do apologize for that.
Fine.
Okay, and so I do have the capability of scheduling. The earliest available time would be July 3rd at 1 p.m. Is that a good day? It's a Wednesday.
Sure.
At 1 p.m., or would you prefer 3 p.m.?
You said you didn't have to be home, so.
So for the actual installation, yes, you will have to be home. For the installation of the drop cable that connects your home to the what we call flower pot, the little junction box that's out by the road, that part of the installation you will not need to be home for. That usually happens a couple of days before your actual install appointment.
Okay, yeah. I will be home on the 3rd.
On the 3rd at 1 p.m.? Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. So we are absolutely scheduled. Your installation has been successfully scheduled, and we will definitely see you on July 3rd at 1 p.m. Did you have any other questions for me today?
No, that's fine.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for contacting Archtop Fiber, Robert, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Good day, guys.
Thanks.